Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11338. The application of Realdar LLC. Site is located east of Route 1, southwest of East Isaacs Drive, 110 feet northwest of Melson Road, and being lot 23 of Midway Park Subdivision, identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 6, parcel 109. Requesting a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements. Gentlemen, this application, there were two mail returns, no letters in support of or in opposition to the application.
Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Barbara C. Dar, 6845 Wilson Lane in Bethesda, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. My name is Ken Feaster. I'm with Elzaphon Austin, Tarlov, and Mundell, and Lewis. I am here with Barbara Dar, and with the board's permission, I would like to just ask questions of Ms. Dar so she can give the facts and circumstances of the case in her own words. We're here, as mentioned, for an application of a variance of a property on Isaacs Road, for a variance for the front yard, for setbacks for the front of the home and the porch, and for the rear and side yards for a shed that's in existence on the property. Mrs. Dar, are you and your husband the owners of the property located at 34894 East Isaacs Drive?
Yes, we are. We own it through our LLC.
And are you and your husband the sole members and managers of that LLC?
Yes, we are.
And when did you purchase the property?
We purchased it in 2004. Not sure of the exact date.
Is it fair to say it would be May 27th of 2004?
Yes.
When you purchased the property, were you aware that there were any violations of any setbacks?
No, we were not aware of that.
And during the time that you owned the property, were you ever made aware of any violations of setbacks?
No.
And how did you become aware of the setback violations?
It came up in a survey because we wanted to sell the property to Jody Breen.
Okay. And are the home and the front porch on a permanent foundation?
Yes, both are on a permanent foundation.
And is the shed a framed structure?
Yes, it is. It's a frame.
Is the shed a permanent structure or is it a temporary structure?
No, it's permanent.
Is this variance necessary for the home and shed to remain on the property in their present condition?
Yes, because otherwise we would have to demolish the shed entirely and demolish the porch up and part of the front of the house.
If the variance is not granted and you are required to demolish the structures, would that create a hardship or exceptional practical difficulty for you?
Well, yes, because it would make the property pretty much unlivable because half of it would be torn down.
Is it fair to say the circumstances that led to this variance request are unique to this property?
It's unique because of the way the lots are shaped in that subdivision. They're very narrow and very long, and so the house actually lines up with all the other houses in that property. So it's unique in terms of the way the houses were built there.
And, in order to come into compliance with the setback requirements, would it be possible for you to acquire more land surrounding the property to increase the size of the yard?
Well, the front is the street, so we couldn't acquire anything there. And then the shed, which is in the backyard, meets other sheds, which are also in the backyards of our neighbors, so we would have to acquire land surrounding that, but...
Is that feasible for you to do?
Not for a shed.
Okay. And is the granting of the variance, do you believe it to be necessary to enable you reasonable use of the property as a residence in its present condition?
Yes, because otherwise it would have to be partially torn down and the shed would have to be demolished.
Is it fair to say these conditions existed prior to your purchase of the property?
Yes. We haven't done anything to the footprint of the property, so that's the way we bought it. And when we bought it, it didn't come up in our title search.
Is it safe to say, then, that you did not create those conditions?
No, we did not.
Will the granting of the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No. As I said, it actually blends in very well with the neighborhoods. They're all pretty much lined up the same way.
Is it fair to say that the home and the shed have been there long enough to become a part of the character of the neighborhood?
Yeah, in the 10 years that we've owned it, it's certainly been a part of that neighborhood, and I assume that predates our purchase.
Has the property in its present condition been detrimental to the public welfare in any way?
No, we haven't had any complaints or any objections.
Okay. Is there a lesser variance possible than what we had requested that would permit the continued use of the home and the shed in their present state?
No, I don't think so, because we're asking basically for the minimum possible to allow the building to exist.
Is it fair to say that you need the variance to keep the home and the shed on the property?
Is it necessary?
Is it fair to say that the variance is necessary to keep
the
home and the shed on the property?
Yes, it is necessary.
Have you received any word from any of the adjacent property owners of any objections to this variance being granted?
No.
Thank you, Mrs. Dodd. We believe that all of the circumstances are in place for a variance to be granted here. As I mentioned, we've requested a variance on the front portion of the property for 24 feet, for the side of 0.8 feet, and for the rear, actually, a variance of 2.6 feet for the rear of the shed. The conditions are unique in that the shape and the location of the structures on the property, which have been there prior to the Dar's ownership of the property, creates a unique condition. There is a hardship in place because they need the variance. If they don't have it, they're going to have to demolish the front portion of the home and the shed. We believe, we would respectfully submit, that it would be unreasonable to require them to do so. The Dar's did not create this circumstance. The home and the shed have been there for a long time. They've been there before they owned the property. So they didn't create the hardship that they're now facing. As we mentioned, it would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's been there. It's part of the character of the neighborhood. And we would submit that by requiring those to be demolished would actually alter the character of the neighborhood. So the variance is necessary in order to maintain the neighborhood as it is. The property, the home, and the shed to date have not impaired any of the adjacent properties in any way, haven't been detrimental to the public welfare, and we have no reason to believe that that will be the case going forward. The variance is the minimum that would be required in order to afford the relief that the Dar's seek. And if there are any questions of the board for me or for Mrs. Dar, we'll be happy to address those at this time.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
You said that you own this property now. You bought this property and you inherited the violations. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Maybe you can clear me up. You're an attorney. What happens to the title search that we do with these things that they're not picked up?
When they purchased the property, when Mr. and Mrs. Dar had purchased the property approximately 10 years ago, a survey was not obtained at that point, and they weren't aware that the violations were in place.
So the banks
they didn't have a bank at that point, no, sir.
Okay.
So no survey
was
required.
Because I know they require that now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that quite honestly, is the circumstances that arose now as to why this was found that there was a violation.
Well, you're not the only one that has appeared before us like in that situation, and I just wanted to get that question answered for my education why people are not doing title searches before they buy properties.
Yes, sir. And typically that's the case where if there is not a bank involved or anybody requiring a survey, most folks say we're not going to pay the few hundred dollars that a survey would cost, and we'll assume that everything is in place.
Well, thank you for that information also.
Yes, sir.
That's all. Okay.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No question.
Mr. Evan?
No questions.
Mr. Calloway, no questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11338. I believe there's uniqueness to the property. I believe the property is also showing a 50-foot wide property by 100-foot deep. That makes it unique. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The applicant bought the property with these violations in being there when she did buy the property. And also the fact that a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And a request of the variance of the minimum that will afford relief. And this is the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11338. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. And so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11338 is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Have a nice evening.